It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being kissed by Al Franken.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Not a good kisser.
Diving right in.
From all reports, not a good kisser. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. If you want to call in, you can do that. 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That is Pip Yost.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here in an hour.
Yeah.
On the show, vulgarity in America, from a woman driving around with a fuck Trump bumper sticker to a Navy pilot drawing a cock in the sky.
Oh boy.
Senator Al Franken, you know, when I typed this yesterday, he was the latest to be accused of sexual assault, but that is no longer true.
No.
We've had Charlie Rose, John Conyers, the longest-seated congressman, Democrat. Franken's not the latest, but we will talk about him.
That's
tonight.
Like a ticker tape parade of awful.
It really is. I'll tell you what. Just going off like a cock when an intern walks in. It's good stuff.
Wow, that's pretty, like, surefire.
It most
know?
Certainly is. So we'll talk about Al Franken, because I think Al Franken's misdeeds is a little different than some of the others.
Well, we will discuss.
Yes. A robot that is designed to fight scammers. School of Fools, a New York professor says the white nuclear family promotes white supremacy.
Oh, Lord.
Guess you don't agree. Savage Medicine. And I've started to, finally, feels like fucking years, to publish what a victim alleged, a scammer, former model, and former plaintiff in a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit, Juliana Avalos, has to say. And I've started publishing the evidence that he gave me. So we'll discuss that tonight.
This is awesome. I can't wait.
Really? You're excited?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You're really excited?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So if you go to davinsden.com, you go to Juliana and Craig, you could see everything that I've posted thus far. If you're up to date, for the most part, you could scroll down and you'll see Billy's story. And I've started to post the stuff there, including some videos, some pictures, and there'll be more stuff coming. But we'll start delving into that. So we'll do some of Avalos on some weeks. Sometimes we'll do Ann Jackson. All sorts of stuff to get into.
Mm-hmm.
But So what's going on?
I am so tired.
Perfect. That's gonna make for great radio.
I know. Well, look at the raccoon eyes I have going on here.
Okay.
I'm fighting the urge to take apples down to the stream to wash them. I'm so tired.
So I have iced coffee. I have instant coffee. You want instant coffee?
No. I would just have to inject caffeine into my veins intravenously right now to
all that works
up.
On me. If I have like a cup of iced coffee like at 9 o'clock at night, like if I'm going into the city,
yeah,
I'm not falling asleep till 3 a.m. 2:30,
really?
3. Yeah, it's crazy because I don't drink that much coffee.
See, so you don't have the immunity I've built up.
No.
Yeah.
I don't drink it every day. So, yeah, so I know if I'm going to drink coffee, I need to time it out if I want to go to bed at a reasonable time. But I need it to keep me awake until 2 a.m. because very often I'm closing out the late show and I'm not getting home until a little after 2. And the worst is when you're falling asleep and driving, trying to slap yourself in the face and stick your head out the window for the ice. It's brutal.
You know, driving while sleepy is probably one of the worst things. I hate that so much.
Yeah.
Trying to what's almost worse than that, although falling asleep while driving a moving vehicle is bad. I really hate when I'm really sleepy, like I have hit the wall, and I'm lying down and someone keeps talking to me. It almost makes me angry. It's like, shut up.
Oh, that's interesting.
Let me sleep.
See, I don't really worry about that because when my body decides it's bedtime,
yeah,
it's roll over and out.
Oh, done?
I'm done. It's like my body's like, we're shutting it down.
Yeah.
You can talk, but I listen. A lot of times I can fall asleep instantaneously.
Yeah, I can too.
Also, though, like in the middle of the day, like around 3 or 4 o'clock, if like I start to crash, like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I could take a 5-10 minute nap and I am good for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you don't require as much sleep as some other people. I need to sleep more than
I've been
you
up
do.
Since 2 a.m. today.
No way.
Been up since 2. I mean, I've napped a little bit in the morning, like an hour here, hour there.
Right.
But I was up at 2 a.m. So.
I mean, I was up then too, but it was just for a little bit, and I rolled
over.
Well,
I went to sleep like a little bit before 11.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, up. You know, once I'm up, I'm up.
Oh, my God.
So you're tired.
I'm tired. Poor baby. I had a presentation, a big deal to do at the day program today. So I guess I was more worried about it than I thought I was because I saw every hour on the clock.
What do you mean you saw every hour on the clock?
Every hour. You know, you don't know what I mean? I mean, that means that if you wake up and you look at the clock and it's like, oh, it's 1:30.
Oh, yeah.
You roll over and it's like, oh, it's 2:45.
Yeah, like if I have to wake up early like I will next week when Joe and I go down to North Carolina, I won't sleep well.
Yeah.
Like I won't need an alarm clock. I'll set one, but I won't sleep well. My body will get me up. But the side effect of that is I am up like every hour.
Oh, you're well, the anticipation of that I have to get up early, I have to do stuff, it's an important thing. I just didn't sleep well. But I mean, the nervousness in the morning part.
Nervous in the morning.
Hi. Oh my God. It's nervous in the morning.
Great morning fucking zoo.
Oh no. Oh no. How am I going to do? What's going to happen? The camera's on. Nervous in the morning.
Frightens here with a new nervous crank call.
Oh no. Is this? Oh no. I bet they're going to curse. Put your finger off the dump button. Get ready. That would not really be good. To listen to.
Most morning zoos aren't, so.
I know.
This would be no worse.
It would be just unique.
The morning zoo, hasn't that really run its course?
Woohoo! Ding, ding, ding! Honky, honky!
Well, I've told you, I've been on some of those shows.
Yeah.
And it's always hard for me to, like, maintain, like, control my inner cock.
Pardon?
Well, like, to not be a dick. And I have been, I've told you, I've been a dick on some of these shows. Like, well, I'll be like, yeah, we need more cowbell. Like, because they're, like, clanging that when they say something whack. I'm like, can I hit the cowbell? It's like.
Oh, it's annoying. And especially if the guy's talking with that big puker radio voice. Hey! It's.
Yeah, that was how we were trained. I mean, I was never trained. I wish I had that voice naturally.
You could do this if you'd really practice doing it every once in a while.
I said naturally.
Oh, yeah, no.
Hey, you're listening to Davin's Den. Grab your kitties, hold them tight. Bring them down to Alabama where they'll stay up all night long. You're listening to Davin's Den in the morning where it's nervous time if you're in Alabama and a senator or a child.
Oh, if you're a girl child, batten the hatches.
Do you think I could do it? Number
one. The puker voice is not an admirable quality.
Well, that was the used to be the way you did radio.
That used to be the way you did radio.
I would say Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony changed that.
Well, they started. Actually, Howard even said that he thought that was the way to go. And he like did a little bit of the puker voice when he first started. And then he realized, oh, no, no, no,
and,
no.
And Opie and Anthony never engaged in that.
They just started to break it open and just speak like a normal person.
I think that made it okay for everybody else.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, there were very rigid standards of how you behave on the radio.
But you still hear those old DJs, like on some of the oldies stations. They're still doing it.
Yeah, and yeah, they do. And also in the smaller markets, I'm sure that there are people that, well, they never evolved. So they think, well, I'm still doing great in radio because I've got this big radio guy ego.
You sound like a big radio voice. You sound like you sound like you should be in radio.
Right, but it's really an antiquated way to go. It ages you in the industry, but it also sounds ridiculous now.
But I mean, that it used to be that was the hype, the polish.
It was, but it that's not the way to go anymore. I mean, there was
clearly
also,
this is
exactly this.
Yes,
but
this.
You know, there used to be a way that people spoke when they were in movies as well. I mean, actors were very, I want to say, they weren't naturalistic. You know, they had a very funny way of sounding more stylized and more polished than the way normal people speak.
Well, that was Kevin. What was the guy? The guy who did Clerks.
Oh, I'm seeing his face. I can't blanking on his name. Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. I kind of feel like a lot of that went out with Kevin Smith when it was a different type of stylized. It wasn't like over the top, but they had much better vocabulary. All of a sudden, all these burnouts are talking in really long sentences. Like, I kind of feel like that was a thing for a while.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, no, I was speaking about the way that they would almost have an accent that wasn't like a real American accent.
No, I didn't
notice
that.
In the old
that.
Movies.
I don't watch those.
You don't watch the old movies. No. But people who watch the older movies, you know, black and whites, and they will know, oh, darling, please pass me that. And it's like, what do you... Who is that? You're not an American. We don't sound like that.
No, now they do that on commercials.
Yeah, you were saying before the
all
show.
All the travel companies have like a little...
mascot.
Yes. Wow. Dementia is really kicking in. I'm not even fucking kidding.
No. We have to tag team with the dementia because I forget words and I look at you like, help me.
Yes.
And you don't know what I'm going for. So you're like, I can't.
Cuck. Always go with cuck.
That's what I'm always going for.
But yeah, like all the mascots have like English or Australian accents.
I know.
Like we're importing mascots.
I know, the little gecko.
Yeah. And that what we were watching, was that a Travelocity owl?
Yeah, that the owl is new.
Yeah,
but also
it used
the
to be
gnome.
A gnome.
But
yeah.
the gnome is still around and he's got
an
accent too. Yeah. What?
Because Americans have an awful voice. You all suck. You all suck and should be ashamed. Because of you we have to import mascots. You're awful people.
Yes. But also we tend to think in America that it's classier if it's in an English accent, which
Sure, we liked it so much we left.
And actual English people think that's funny that we find.
Yeah, but then you hear like a Cockney accent and it sounds awful.
And it's or like to them.
Sounds like a Jersey accent or a Staten Island accent. Not like it doesn't sound the same to the ear, but just an awful, ugly accent.
Yeah, it sounds lower class or whatever. Like they think that northern accents sound lower class or sound bumpkin-y. And like we're like that with our southerners.
Yeah, well, I like a southern accent because it really helps you seduce a child. So it really works out well. It's nice. A good southern accent.
I like a southern accent in the mall. It's soothing. With all that purchasing and you know.
Malls.
Yeah, well.
Are going to be a thing much longer.
I know, really, because they're going to be like, wait a minute. Hold on. We send our daughters there to buy things and there's old creeps creeping on them?
By the way, I walked into a JCPenney
a
couple of weeks ago, which I hadn't walked into in years.
I
didn't even know they were
there.
Still a thing.
Yeah.
Walked into a JCPenney's a couple of weeks ago. Walking through. Like, they don't even have, like, all the lights on the ceiling on. seriously. Like, there were dark displays. It just, like, reeked of desperation. It's like, listen, we're not going to be here much longer. We can't really afford the electricity. We're not expecting a lot of traffic, so there's no reason to light it up. I'm not kidding.
I'm aghast. Really? They didn't light the store.
It was really bad.
That's sort of like on all those space shows when they're really in trouble. We're cutting the oxygen levels on decks 12
and then
through
the lights
15.
Start flickering?
Yeah.
This was JCPenney. The alien was imminent.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were probably cutting the oxygen in the store.
I was vocally disrespecting the store within earshot of people that work in the store. And the problem with the JCPenney is I actually did go in there to look for something, which again, very rare. But it's one of these stores with an outside entrance. So if you want to get to other parts of the store, you can cut through JCPenney, which is normally very good for the store if you light shit up and look like you're trying.
But you know, it's like a marketing technique that you light the place well
apparently,
so that it looks inviting.
Apparently, JCPenney's not happy with what they're selling.
Don't judge
us. Don't judge us by what we're selling. Look away. Look away.
Maybe they're going.
Can't you order online?
Maybe they're going by this nouveau technique, cave shopping.
It was really depressing for JCPenney. Like,
that is so sad.
Yeah.
That's like these stores that are in these really run-down neighborhoods where the displays are all beaten up
check cashing places.
Yeah, yeah.
Western Union.
Yeah, that's the neighborhood.
Bond.
You know, when you're in that neighborhood, you know.
Sure, you should go into a gig through one of those. Yeah, of course.
Honey, lock the car.
Nah, I don't care.
When I have to go down to Atlantic City to go to conferences for work or take classes, you ride on one of those little jitneys, and you're that's a, like a little tiny bus that they drag to and fro if you're not from this area. And jitney, it's such a stupid word. Anyway, you're on these little jitneys going back and forth between the not closed down casinos or different areas of Atlantic City, and you look at how run down and pitiful and poor and desperate the neighborhood looks, and you say, please, please don't drop me off in the wrong place. Please don't run out of gas.
It's like an outdoor JCPenney.
It is, and it's not well lit.
I guess we won't be getting sponsored by JCPenney anymore.
Not anytime soon.
But I did go there to buy my onesie, and they did not have.
Oh, for your thing that you have to go to in
costume. Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Your costume.
But I did get my onesie.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Where did you manage to get it then?
Online.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where they don't have to worry about keeping the lights on.
It's online, the light's always on.
And I got my little lightsaber.
Okay, and you got one for the costume.
Right.
I can't stop. I can't.
And the audience wonders when you're going to start, so it's really ironic.
No, whenever somebody says lightsaber, sorry. Mm. There's certain things.
That's red, so it's inflamed and infected.
Oh, okay, backing away.
Use the cock, Luke.
No, not that false.
So I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
I don't know, but that's kind of the charm of the show, I think. At least that's what I tell myself, is that we don't have any clue what the hell we're talking about either.
We most certainly don't.
I was talking about how... Oh, I started with saying how I had this presentation at the day program.
Right.
And so I needed somebody to... I didn't really need it, but I thought it would be nice to have another person in the room for this presentation, because there was one part where there was something that I needed to keep track of, and I thought I'd be able to keep track of by myself, but I thought it would be nice to have another set of eyes and ears. That's all they would have to
do. You needed a Joe to keep track of the time.
Yeah, kind of.
Everybody needs a Joe.
I did. I thought it would just lessen the pressure a little bit, and I can concentrate on my presentation, but that it would also be... They wouldn't have to do anything except if I wasn't sure, I could just look to them and go, did you hear or see what I saw? You know, that's what
do
I...
Do you see what I see?
A chart. It's on...
You said chart, not chart, right?
I said chart, not a chart. Do you smell what I smell? A chart, I'm sure. It's coming from that row.
Well, you have had that in your workplace before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, I listen.
The old work... I'm shocked.
Did I listen?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody should.
Yeah, no, that's not what was going on. But this was where I went wrong. So I went to somebody in the office to see if I could borrow one of their underlings. And she said, well, you should really go to your supervisor and ask if that's okay. I didn't really see the point in doing that, but I went anyway to follow the right chain of command. And to my horror and dismay, do you know what he says to me?
Did you shart?
No, that's not to my horror and dismay.
Okay, would be the most.
He said, I'll do it.
Oh.
So he comes and sits in on my presentation.
That's great.
Like, no.
Could have been great.
No, it was horrible.
If you nailed it, it's great.
Oh, well, I did fine. I did really fine. But I didn't want him there. I didn't want him there. I wasn't inviting him. I was just saying I could.
Yeah, but he's taking an interest.
Oh, no. You know what it was? It was a mini vacation from the shit that he really had to do.
Yeah, but he's your manager. He can do that.
He can do that. But I was like, no!
Should have been happy.
No, I was not happy at all.
Nice,
and
nice man, taking an interest.
What was worse was that there were four parts that I needed somebody else's eyes and ears on.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was okay. I could tell he was paying attention during the third parts. But just like you're doing now, he picked
I'm
up
listening
his...
listening to every word you
say. I know you are, but just like you're doing now, you're listening. But he picked up his phone during the fourth part. And I'm like, dude, I need eyeballs.
Yeah, but you don't need my eyeballs.
No, I don't need your eyeballs.
Right, so it's perfectly fine for me to check and see if there's anything, like if Joe has messaged
me. Yeah. I know, but I needed his eyeballs.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe
and I know people, my point is, I know people multitask, and I know that they listen, they look at their phone for something, and then they are, but they're still attuned to what's going on in the room.
Was the assignment for one person or a team?
Well, it was one person, but I wanted
I know what you wanted.
I wanted a spotter.
I know what you wanted, but was the assignment for one person or for a team?
It was for one person.
All right, then shut the fuck up.
No, I asked for assistance for another part of the presentation, and I got it because that was a legitimate call.
But this is, you just want somebody else to look.
I wanted somebody else to look, and I was looking for an underling, and there were two of them that weren't really, really productively working today.
Well, but your manager,
could have had one of them.
Your manager felt like, you know what, I'm good at not being productive.
Well, wait, there's more.
Okay.
So, so he sat there and he looked down at his phone and I'm like, dude, this is exactly what I needed somebody else in here. What are you're not doing anything if you're not doing the thing
you said that to him?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. Think of this. I'm thinking, and I can't exactly nudge him, like, pay attention because
you work for him.
I do. And it would not have gone over well.
No, because you can't show up your boss in front of people.
No, exactly. So I just kind of acted like it wasn't happening, and I just paid extra close attention to what was going on that I needed to watch.
Which you really should have been doing in the first place.
I was. It's just that I know that I have to give these presentations once a year, but I know from habit that there are things that I need to attend to, and if there's too much going on, it's impossible for one person to watch everything. So
I need somebody to work the PowerPoint for you?
No, it's not that. It's just that there's a little bit of audience participation, and you have to have all eyes on. That's all I can really explain about this.
What a fascinating fucking story.
But then we had a little pizza party for lunch today for some other thing.
And not the celebration of your presentation.
No, not at all. But he actually said, there weren't a lot of people around, but he actually said, oh, and I had a really good presentation today.
Okay.
And I looked at him because, well, you did.
Wait, what?
He said, he claimed, oh, he said, so he oh, taking, I had a really good presentation today.
Oh, so he was taking response. He was taking credit.
He was taking credit.
All right.
I was like, you son of a bitch. You weren't even supposed to be in the room.
That's what they do.
I know. Dick.
Well,
dick
they
move.
Do. That's well.
Dick move.
Dick is always involved with upperlings these days.
I know, but can you not just admit to me that you think that's a dick move?
It's not surprising. It's a dick move. It's not surprising. But he did correct it. To not correct it would have been a dick move.
Yeah, that would have been that would have been cause for war.
Right. So.
So he did correct himself, but I was like, "What are you telling other people if I wasn't sitting here?" Wow.
But that's what managers do.
I know they do. Dicks.
Yeah, well, you know, I take all the credit for all the fine work you and Joe bring to the table.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
All of it. All of your and Joe's hard work is mine! I have done it all! Exactly.
You do not.
No, because there's not that much to do.
But if we do something, you do give props.
Sure. That's all I can offer.
That's true.
I offer you props. Endless supplies of props. More props on the underlings.
Pat me on the other side of the back now. Ah, that feels so good.
And,
scratch.
And kudos.
Wait.
And now, well done.
Wait, now scratch. Now a little to the left.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
I know.
No.
What? You won't scratch?
No.
I have to get up and scratch my back like a bear against these pillars?
Let's put it this way. It's been a long time since you've done anything scratch-worthy.
Outrageous.
Yeah, well, we know what happened this weekend.
Okay. All right.
Now's not the time to have that conversation.
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Oops.
Oops. Oops. Making me do shit that you were supposed to do.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So kudos is all we'll be heaping.
Oh,
when deserved.
There's the ball on the ground. That's where I left it.
What are you, a running back for the Giants?
Yeah, yes, apparently.
Well, but all right, so it was done well. And
yeah, I mean.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, good for me. It all went well.
Yeah.
And all the little pieces.
All that nervousness? No.
Yeah. Really. No, I mean, it. You know, there's a certain optimal level of nervousness that helps you work at your peak?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
I think I'm at my peak right now, and I'm not fucking nervous at all. I think this is as good as I can do right now.
Wow.
This
okay.
moment.
Well, you're like, you're kind of up and in tune all the time. There's
That's
like,
not good.
No, I mean.
Unless I'm a criminal. I need to know if the fuzz is coming.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, sort of, there's different personality types, and there are some people that need to like have a little bit of nervous energy to really like pay attention to everything and be on the top of their game.
Oh, yeah. No. You know? I mean, I get nervous sometimes, but nah, don't help.
Yeah,
doesn't help.
You do a lot. I mean, I do a lot of presentation, you know. I talk to large groups fairly often, but I don't speak as much as you do. And I'm not as comfortable
but plenty
with public
of comics
speaking.
Plenty of comics get nervous. They're like, well, if you're not nervous, you're not doing it right. Yeah. A lot of times I just go, I wonder what I'm going to do. And I roll out and I hit the stage and I do it.
Yeah, see, I've never gotten to that level with public speaking or performance ever.
I think it helps me. I think the I don't really give a shit attitude helps me. It's kind
well,
of kind of like because like with the radio show, I've done the work.
Right.
I've put the work in.
You're prepared.
I'm prepared.
Yeah.
So I feel good. Now, I mean, you know, when there's something big, I might get like nervous. But when we've had, you know, bigger opportunities with radio, I'm never really that nervous.
Hmm.
Just kind of I trust the process. I kind of think, well, I know what I'm doing.
Right. Right.
You know, and if I don't, what's the worst that's going to happen? It's going to suck dick and I'll figure that out, too.
You already know how to do that.
Yes, I do. That was my political run.
Eat it.
But, you know, for some people, I understand, like it heightens the senses.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's always by choice. I'm saying that it seems like there's sort of, you know, I mean, I like to be really prepared for any kind of, I mean, if I'm going to be in a play, I need to know my lines cold. If I'm going out there and I think that I'm a little iffy, oh my God, no.
Yeah, well, that's different when you have to memorize stuff that you didn't write.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I still have like nightmares where I don't remember my act and I have to go on stage and I still get those nightmares. But most probably not. I don't really get nervous doing this.
No, I don't
I
really.
I think it shows.
You should be peeing your pants nervous. I know I am.
No, I move from the couch to the
I know
to the equipment.
A little cat stretch. Ah, I'm gonna walk over to my job now. Look at that commute. That couch was a really far distance.
It was. I shut off the TV.
I love that commute.
Yeah, and I just go, okay.
Yeah. No, I know. And you don't get worked up about it because you already did the prep. And I come here, I pretty much know what I'm going to say. I have it in my mind.
I tend not to get worked up about things.
Yeah.
I'm pretty even keel.
Yeah. I don't, now that I've been doing my day job for as long day program as long as I have, there are certain things that it's just like it comes naturally and I don't even think about it. But I still, for an important presentation, there are some things that there could be financial or egg on the face ramifications
Kiki.
If I screw it up. So, you know, I do get a little bit nervous about that. I want
sense.
It to go well, you know.
You know, if I have a big show.
Yeah.
You know, stand-ups, that might actually affect my career.
Mm-hmm. You do feel a little bit of,
yeah.
Like, concern about it.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not completely made of stone.
No, I mean, you know, but.
Not at all.
You know, but usually once you get that laugh,
yeah.
You're fine. I don't really get nervous for doing this.
No.
I feel absolutely no pressure.
No. Well, also, you're not relying on laughs here. And
it's well,
a
thank
darn
God.
Good thing.
Most...
I'm only relying on my own laugh. I think that we're funny, and I laugh probably too much to some people's chagrin, but too
no,
bad.
You're fine.
Think you guys are funny. And
somebody does.
Yeah. I enjoy this time here, and
it's your happy time.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
No,
a second.
I mean, listen. I trust that we'll create something interesting. People ask me how the show going. I went fine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fine.
Know.
There were some good moments. You know.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know. I don't know how the show. I mean, like when I listen back to it, a lot of times if I'm editing stuff, I'm like, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah, and or you hear things later that you didn't necessarily tune into, you know, like
usually I'm pretty much in tune with what's going on.
Yeah,
I usually pretty much get everybody's little comments and
mm-hmm.
usually pretty much even if it looks like I'm not paying attention.
No, I know that you're paying attention.
Yeah,
because I mean, just you know, behind the scenes, I know I was teasing you before. It's like I know that you have to look at your phone or you have to look at the computer. I'm looking at stuff or I'm typing to people, but I'm still listening.
I perfected this at least since college. I've told the story before. You know, I was in political science class, and I was sleeping in class. and the professor would yell at me for sleeping in class, and I would say, I know exactly what you're talking about, and he would ask me a question, and I answered the question.
How could you do that?
I was multitasking. I was sleeping, but I was still, like, in the back of my head, I could hear what was going on.
I don't understand.
I was definitely powered down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't, like, maybe unconscious powered down.
Well, isn't that sort of like you use different brainwave patterns?
Maybe.
You know, like, people watch television and they go to the other brainwave patterns, not the active ones, but the passive ones? So maybe you powered down to, like, the
passive? But if you do that enough and prove to the professor that you know what's going on.
They leave you alone.
Yeah, they're like, all right, he's just going to snore. But he seems really peaceful other than that, and he's retaining the information.
I can't understand how you could do that. If I'm sleeping, I have no idea what's going on in the room. None. So if I'm in a coma, don't talk to me. I can't hear you. I can't.
In a lot of ways, my daughter is like me.
Really?
Like, she just has natural ability. She's probably smarter than I was. She's definitely more talented than I was. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a good artist. She is. She's good with music. You know, I have no musical talent. She gets good grades. She's very good in English. She's a gifted writer. Like, this is from her teachers. We just had her parents' teachers meeting.
Oh, okay.
She thinks she's not good at math, but she's actually better in math. So she's like, I'm not good at math. But, like, she is.
Okay.
But it just doesn't come easy to her.
Right.
Like, it didn't come easy to me. Like, I was never good at math. I had to work for
math.
Nor was I. To get good grades.
I still have to work on math.
Right. So, but, you know, I was the one in law school where, you know, I was looking over stuff on the subway. I wasn't putting in the hours.
That's because you're naturally bright, and so...
Well,
like,
I don't know about that, but...
No, you are, and sometimes what other people struggle to retain or to, remember I was talking about the different levels of understanding things? It's called Bloom's Taxonomy. I looked it up. And it's like you're...
I prefer Bloom's Taxidermy.
Oh, no, not like another cat. I can't stand it. The fox is cute. Whose tail is that? The thing is that you are normally thinking on a higher level of that taxonomy than some other people. You can tell from people's conversation. If they're always about, like, oh, look at what they're wearing, or, oh, did you hear that they're getting married again? It's like all this low-level stuff. They're not really talking about ideas.
Oh, I have no interest in that type of stuff.
I know you don't.
I have, once again, for somebody whose career depends on schmoozing, I have less tolerance now for small talk than ever. Even though that's kind of what the beginning of this show is, and I enjoy this part of the show.
Right.
Because it's very freeform.
Yeah.
But just, as I tell people all the time, I don't want to talk to people. I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you.
I enjoy talking to Joe. But most of the time, I don't need to talk to people, which is very disengaging for a talk show. So, of course, I enjoy talking to you, the listener. But in person.
But you do really well with our guests, though. And they seem to, they enjoy the patter, too. So it's not, I think you're being a little disingenuous saying that you don't like talking to people. I think you like talking to people who are engaging.
I like talking to people who I want to talk to.
Ah, okay. Oh, so what you really are saying is that you don't like the social small talk kind of.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to, and I'm not, stuff. And I'm not looking to meet more people who I want to talk to.
Yeah,
if I meet more people that I happen to want to talk to, that's cool. But I'm just as well not
right.
And I'll give you an example of that.
Okay.
How I am slowly regressing into my little shell at the ripe old age of 43.
Oh, no. The young hermit. Please do tell.
it's getting worse.
Oh, no.
But at least I'm aware.
Yeah, no.
Like
good.
You should really cherish these moments. Because honestly,
there might not be many more.
No, honestly, my tolerance for you might wane. And I enjoy you. I like you.
Well, thank you, but threat noted.
It's not a threat. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know your type.
My type?
Yeah.
I'm a type?
Well, the hermit type. The curmudgeon, misanthrope.
Not a curmudgeon.
Well, no, but I the kind that's like... Do I have to, if I go there might be somebody I know. And I just overheard somebody in the supermarket yesterday. This woman was talking on her cell phone. She goes, yeah, I'm hoping to just get in and out of here without running into anybody I know.
Yeah, that's me.
And I thought that's hilarious.
Yeah, we got like our 25th year high school reunion this weekend.
Ew.
And I knew about it forever.
Yeah.
But I didn't block it off. Like if I had nothing to do,
right.
I might have gone.
Okay.
but I got comedy work, so I wasn't heartbroken by that. So,
right.
Like, you know, I didn't want to miss work for that. Because, you know what? I talk to these people, some of them on Facebook, which is nice.
Yeah. But the ones you want to.
Well, I mean, even, but if I, like, to be, how long could I be on for? Because there's expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, be a little rough.
But it's also difficult when you're talking to people and they expect you to be a real person and you're on. You know the person that's
on. I'm not an on person.
No, you're not. You're not.
Which is very socially. Odd for people in my line of work.
Yeah.
And I find on people exhausting.
Exhausting.
I have really little tolerance for comics that are on all the time. It's like, dude, just stop. It's usually newer comics.
Yeah.
It's just like relax. Stop.
I have a tendency to be on a little bit when I'm socially nervous.
Sure. Yeah. Me too.
And
then
if I feel like these people are nice, I'll relax and just be me. But if I don't trust them or I don't really want to share
humor.
My real self.
We use humor as a defense and a way to get to know people. It works so well for us. Your
yeah.
brother's always on.
Yes, he is.
He's your brother. I love your brother, but he's exhausting.
Yeah, he can be.
Yeah, it's like that's the type
I
of,
love him,
but it's
he
the type
be.
Of person that's like too much for somebody like me. But other people love it. Life
so
of the party.
So many people love
life
my brother.
That's the guy they want to see. Life of the party. Yep. Lights up a room. Would be really good in my line of work.
Yeah. So many people have told him he should do stand-up. But the thing is, he's like, I'm not into doing that because I think he gets really nervous. If he was up there on the stage, he's like, no. But when he's in a room, if he has his audience, quote-unquote, around
life
him.
Life of the party.
He's the life of the
yeah,
party.
Yeah, I can't
people
do that.
People love him.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
See, that's kind of like the way my daughter, again, is kind of like me. Like, she's, like, pretty quiet.
Uh-huh.
Like, she doesn't want to meet new people.
Yeah,
but if somebody starts talking to her, she'll talk to them.
Right.
Unless it's family, which again is like me, I don't talk to any. But like her teachers say she's really funny. Her friends think she's hilarious and everything, which is like kind of like me. Like if you don't really know me, I don't really say much. Like I walk in and there's this one teacher who I didn't know, but is one of my daughter's teachers. Like, oh, you're a comedian. I'm like, oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. What fresh hell.
But she gets a lot of props for being funny and sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, she probably gets a lot of that
from
me, but she's not really outgoing. But she's definitely way more popular than I am.
At school, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like people want to follow her.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I never had that.
No, these are powers we should harness.
I know. I'm going to extract some from, like, and put it in my pensée.
I think she might be one of the cool things because she has the I don't give a crap attitude. Where she kind of does her own thing.
I always kind of wished I had more of that.
Yeah, me too. Her own thing is Harry Potter right now.
Yeah.
But she's happy to sit there.
Which I just made a Harry Potter reference, but you don't get it because you don't follow.
What was the reference?
Pensée.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
No idea.
I know. You skipped right over. Like, I don't know what she's talking about.
No idea. Never even heard that.
It was a Harry Potter reference because your daughter's so into it.
Yeah, but usually I get like little nuggets.
A little bit? No.
Yeah. Like I know what like a lupine is.
Okay.
But it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know what a pensée is.
It's where they take extract memories from somebody's head and they can where they save them and they can put them in this pensée, which is this. It's kind of like you're dunking for memories.
Okay.
And you stick your head in it, and all of a sudden you can see what the person had remembered.
Yeah, that makes for some boring radio.
No, it's really neat in the movie.
I'm sure it does.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it doesn't really work when radio, because nobody can dunk for memories here, and they can't see it. But the thing is that I think it would be fantastic to have had that kind of, yeah, I don't care attitude when I was like a middle schooler and high schooler, because now you look back and you think, God, why was I so self-conscious? Why was I so worried about these dicks and what they thought? I know most of the time I don't care, but there's still times where my tender little fifis
sure.
get hurt, you know, and it's like, oh, they don't like me. And I worry, you know?
Yeah. Well, so I'll give you an example of how I'm now hibernating to a new level.
Oh, okay.
even in the home, I'm now hibernating.
Uh-oh.
So the daughter has her sleepover birthday party.
Right.
12 11-year-old girls.
Oh, my God.
10 of them slept over, but we had 12 of them at one point.
Why did the other two not sleep over?
Because they had stuff to do in the morning. I don't
know. Okay.
Fucking no.
Well, I'm curious. Because they heard there's some creepo dad that lives there and not allowed to stay overnight.
Possibly. Smart ones. But it's just, first of all, that's just way too many. I mean,
it's
like
a lot.
Like they squeal
to
a level
where
dogs are like, it's a little much. Deaf people like, I can hear. Give me an ice pick so I don't again.
Your neighbor's dogs get very, very overexcited when I just park.
Well, they're gone, so don't worry about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're gone. But yeah, so this is overwhelming for me in my own home.
Yeah.
So I hid upstairs with the cats.
I would.
The cats are upstairs.
I knew Flea was up there.
Like to the point where like a couple of the kids went upstairs and I'm like, out, get out. This is where the cats are hiding.
Yeah. Yeah. Flea is like, don't you have an attic I can get to? Don't you?
Parents are dropping off children. No interest to go down and say hello. Yeah. Letting the wife. Once again, be the spokesperson.
Yeah.
Represent the family.
But don't you think that she likes that part? I mean, she might not love 100% of the responsibility of that part, but she's good at that. I mean, does she enjoy it as well as being good at it?
She likes people.
Yeah, she does. I mean, she's very personable and, like, you know, social and like, nice. And what happened to you?
Nothing. I'm just me. But you know, I'm nice to people who I want to be nice to.
Okay.
And if I happen to see the parents or I'm downstairs, I will be nice.
Yes.
I will chit chat. Like I won't like give you a cold shoulder. Even when I take the kid to Hebrew school, when they snag me, and they always fucking snag me.
Right.
I'm still personable.
Yeah. No. I've seen you in action. I've seen you speaking very nice to people that you know you have no. Well, no. Actually, I'm...
No. Yeah, I've seen you be a dick.
No, the specific instance I was thinking of was after a gig, so it was like that was a professional position.
Right, I'm
so
very...
you have to be cordial to the people that come up and say something. But, I mean, you
I'm very
always
nice.
Are.
I'm very nice to people after the show.
Yes, you are.
You know, inclination is to hide.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to sell merch.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to hear
and
nice
get booked
things.
Again.
What?
And get booked again.
Yeah, so, I mean, I stand out there. I'm always nice to the fans,
yeah,
which talk about interactions with the fans. We'll cover that with Franken,
because
it kind of jogged my memory about something.
Okay,
we'll do that later on in the show.
Okay,
so I hide. So
yeah, well, I listen during a middle, you know, like a preteen, a tween episode where you're gonna have that many tweens squealing in your house. I would find the furthest possible corner.
Now there's a kid. There's one of my daughter's friends. Nice girl, sweet girl, but she kind of can't deal with the noise either.
Oh, okay.
Which you would think I would be able to relate to.
Yeah.
My wife very good with this type of person.
Oh,
talks
good.
To her, chit chat me. I'm like, get the fuck down. Because now you're up here, I have to stay in a level higher.
You were crawling into the attic.
Yes.
But Flea is like, I'm right behind you.
But no, not, nice kid. Nice kid.
Yeah.
Opening up drawers and refrigerators and stuff like that.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, where were the boundaries?
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Also, what is this thing? You set the time for a party.
Yeah.
What is the thing? A sleepover party. We're going to have your kid all night.
Yeah, we are.
Why are you dropping your kid off a half an hour early?
Oh.
Why
would you make it longer?
Well, you're dropping your kid off a half an hour early. Some people pick it up an hour late. What is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not good.
No. That's a sleepover.
Yeah. It's
no.
Like, okay, we're not ready for you.
Right.
And then we are so done with you.
Yes.
On both ends. I mean, I understand that. If they have other kids, they might be juggling other activities.
You know what? Start your juggling a little early. Listen, I'm not expecting to get there on the dot.
Right.
I think a half an hour early is a little much.
I would be completely panic-stricken if somebody showed up a half an hour early for a party.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody I asked to help me set something up. No, don't come early.
Or picking up an hour late.
No,
to the point
rude.
Where my daughter was no longer home and we still had kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, that's rude. That's rude. When the activity's supposed to be over, you're not like, oh, I'm getting my nails done. I'm sitting with my friend having a latte. Oh, I'm supposed to go get my child. Yeah, that was an hour free babysitting.
I, you know,
on top of everything else.
So here, my daughter wanted to rent the Emoji Movie.
Oh, okay.
I guess she'd seen the movie. She knew it was awful in her estimation.
But she wanted to watch it with them anyway?
She wanted to watch it. Why do you think she wanted to watch it with them?
To goof on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they could just rip it apart.
Yeah.
I'd also seen her doing this a couple months ago with her friend watching like Kids Bop videos?
That I don't know.
It's like where kids, like, you know, teens, kids, whatever, are singing like pop hits.
Okay.
But like the clean version. And they're just like ripping it apart. And when I saw that, a part of me was like, a little part of me is a little infuriated. Like, hey, why are you goofing on these kids? They're out there earning fucking money. You're sitting on my living room floor watching these kids. Why don't you get a job? Who do you think you are? And I was thinking, you know, do we really do that? I don't remember doing that. And I was going to go off on a whole thing. But before the show, Pip and I are watching the news.
Oh, no!
And we're goofing on people's eyebrows.
Oh,
of all
my
things.
God, we totally were.
So I'm no better now that I think about it. I was going to say, you know, what's wrong with these people?
Your friends are no better either.
No. No.
Case in point.
Exactly. I mean, well, you started it.
This was an extraordinary example in front
of me.
But
you started the eyebrow.
I did.
But I immediately had a pair of eyebrows I wanted you to see.
Because you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't usually rip up people's appearances I see on television. But I happened to notice this one. The woman had one eyebrow significantly drawn on darker than the other one. And it was fascinating. And I couldn't stop looking at it. So I pointed it out to Devin. I'm like, look, look, the brow on the
behold
left.
Behold the brow. And then I'm like, well, here, look at this pretty girl who I knew exactly who I wanted to show her, who had these very thick eyebrows.
Brows. So we started talking about people's brows.
But we're ripping these people apart.
We kind of were.
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, well, at least we're not ripping their talents apart.
No, no. It was just eyebrows.
But what is this? Like,
peculiar.
I don't remember as a kid, like, wanting to watch things just to, like, shit on it. Like, well, like it's like kind of like an internet troll mentality.
Are you too young to remember
yes.
Mystery Science Theater?
No.
Okay.
I didn't watch it, but I know what it was.
Yeah.
That's true. That whole show was predicated.
That whole show is based on ripping, watching things to rip it apart.
But these kids didn't watch that.
In a funny way. No, they don't. But, I mean, that's a thing, is what I'm saying. And it is, like, internet trolling.
Yeah, it's kind of a shitty form of entertainment.
It is. It's real lowbrow.
You know. And I see, like, other radio shows, Facebook pages.
Okay.
And it's just all negative comments.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's just all negative. It's like people, they watch things to rip it apart.
Do you not remember our show when it was on video and the comments
we
would get at the compound?
Good Lord,
the things. But there are people who, that's their way of expressing themselves, that they sit there and they vent all of their angst about the world by taking it out on other people and being vicious.
But should I stop my daughter from doing that?
I think you could point out to her that, you know, it's really not nice to do that to people because they could do the same thing to you.
Well, I mean, the good thing is, the good thing is she's not doing it to people in person.
No, and that's
or
important.
Or to people, like, who, like, she's not typing comments or anything.
Right.
So, like, the emojis in the movie have no idea, I am losing words. Ridicule. The emojis in the movie have no idea of the ridicule they were subjected to.
But, you know, on some level, I do think that people would not be surprised that the movie was subject to ridicule.
Like one star or something.
Because it's ridiculous,
right.
You know? And so that's like the people who star those, you know, or they give Rotten Tomatoes to certain movies. That there, you know, there is a little bit of fun to watching a movie because it's so bad that it becomes funny unintentionally.
Yeah, I just don't remember doing that as a kid. But I guess
yeah.
People do it.
People do it.
I guess.
They do. They, you know, they'll watch a movie, like bad B science fiction movies are really fun to watch
yeah.
Because then you see, you're like, look at the tentacles. It looks like somebody just stuck Tupperware on them and spray painted it. Oh, my God.
I guess
you
that's
know.
A thing. I guess shitting on things is what we do as Americans.
Humans.
That might be multicultural.
Yeah, I think as humans.
I don't feel like I'm a big shitting on type of person.
Isolate that.
No, I don't feel like I don't feel like that's usually. I try to find the positive in things, usually.
Yeah, but have you listened to how you talk to me and Joe on this show? Yes, you do.
But
you're,
you
like,
got
beating us up.
Yeah, but when you guys suck.
Yeah, well,
but I'm involved. You guys are bringing me down when you suck. like I never went to like one of your performances or one of Joe's performances
and said, "Oh my God, you suck!"
Right? I never did that. Always very supportive.
What about the throwing tomatoes incident of 2009?
Never.
I'm kidding.
When you were acting as a nun in Nonsense?
Yes.
Always positive.
You were supportive.
When I've seen Joe perform musically,
mm-hmm.
always supportive.
Yes.
So
true.
It's just when you guys bring me down,
that you're going to beat us up.
Because
in your estimation, we're bringing you down.
Yes, by any objective estimation, absolutely, absolutely.
That's what you say.
Well, yes,
I know you are, but what am I?
Exactly. But I mean, in your other endeavors, I don't beat you up.
I'm trying to think. Like, well, no, you don't know.
Outside of your shortcomings here. I ignore all other shortcomings.
Yeah, but you mean like the day program?
Anything. Personality,
like,
flaws.
Oh, no.
Choices, decisions.
No, you don't.
No,
you
I'm
don't.
Very supportive.
Yeah, you are.
Right.
Until you're not. And then beating,
until
beating.
You're not, exactly. No, but
where's my baseball bat?
It's over there. It says Cuba. It's my pip-beating bat.
Oh, no. It's really here.
But no, I don't leave negative comments on, like, YouTube videos.
No, and you know what? I really don't, like, I don't negatively comment on the internet or, like, rip into people on social media and stuff. I just don't get why people do that.
Well, we did have a little social media instance before the show, which I told you was probably
yes.
my crowning achievement of the day.
You have to tell.
Yes, because we wait for Joe. So.
Yeah.
So I had, I posted on Twitter. Every rose has its thorn, and Charlie wants you to see his. And Twitter auto spell corrected to IT'S.
Oh.
Which I knew was kind of wrong, but it's Twitter, and I really didn't give a shit.
Yeah, okay.
And I also kind of figured, well, if Twitter's saying it, maybe I'm mistaken. Twitter might know better.
Don't trust
so them. Somebody who I don't know, has the feeling, the need to reply to me and go, it's not IT'S. It's ITS, which I ignored all day.
Yeah.
And I thought, what type of douchebag would do this?
Yes.
Somebody who you don't know on Twitter, start up that conversation.
It's like, this is all you have to say to me. And you don't even know me.
So then I showed the profile to Pip. And it's somebody who has like 58 followers. And it's a man, at least says it's a man. And has a cat as his picture. So I immediately think gay.
I just said he should answer everything with meow.
Which was not a bad idea.
Thank you.
But I'm trying to think. Hold on. Let me try to find.
It's like, hey, you know what? I don't think that you can spell right. Meow.
Meow.
You what? What are you trying to say, douchebag?
Meow. Meow.
I think that cat language is the versatile answer for everything.
It most certainly is.
You know, hiss. Meow.
Oh, I can't. I don't know how.
Caterwaul.
I don't know how to use this fucking thing.
Oh,
let's see.
Talking about your phone, because I don't know how to use mine
let's
either.
See. I'm trying to.
It's quite clear to everybody who's.
No, I know how
to
use my
me.
Phone.
I don't know how to use mine properly. It took me forever to learn how to answer the phone. It would ring and
here it is.
Look at it.
So this is his tweet.
Okay.
His tweet was: "This will all be forgotten in a couple of days." # Charlie Rose. So I commented, it's days, not day.
And that was great. It was so great. It's just like the perfect response. And I said to you, douche.
Douche, which I liked. I like that, douche. Which will actually be what we call this segment, most likely, douche.
That's great.
Yes. But yeah, it's like, wow, it's so perfect. Like the balls to go on somebody who you don't know to correct them, then your shit better be airtight.
Exactly. It's like, what are you doing? This is the only thing that you have to say. I mean, I understand there's some people that mistakes in spelling and grammar just irk the shit out of them.
Well,
we've
talked about this before, how on my social media there's a person like that.
Yeah.
And like, do I rip into them or do I let it go? And I usually just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that. I tend to feel, occasionally everybody makes a typo, and if you know the person, you can tell when they're just making a typo because they're working quickly. Or I just
and it's social media. It's not like I'm the president.
No, and it's just like you're trying to whip off a quick thought. Yeah, the president should be able to spell, but I
it's new presidential bad spelling.
I guess so. New presidential. I like that. But the thing is that in real world, when people are making lots of typos or misspelling or using grammar poorly, I tend to look at that as that's not a character flaw, but that's really an educational flaw.
Oh, you're a corrector.
I am a corrector in my head. I read things with
in
a red
head,
pen.
On the air.
No, I read things. I know. And I read.
Well, sometimes it's appreciated, and sometimes you get a dirty stink eye.
No, I know. I know. It depends on why I'm.
You've gotten better at it.
Yeah. I try now, because we've talked about it, to not correct when it disrupts the flow of the thought. But if it's something that it's misuse of a word, and it will change how people are listening to what's being said.
It's all about you, the listener.
Yeah, well, you
know. My daughter's a big corrector.
We try to service you.
Like, where like a slip of the tongue, and she's correct. And me and my wife, enough. Stop it. You're annoying.
If it's a slip of the tongue and you know what the person meant, don't.
Don't be obnoxious.
Yeah, don't be obnoxious.
That's how you get your ass beat. Seriously.
Yeah. 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 I have somebody in my family who, I think he was just trying to make himself look smart, but he was really making himself look like a little douche.
Yeah.
And he would just, you know, correct you about stuff that. It's inconsequential to the conversation, and it's like, don't. Just don't.
You never look good being that guy.
No, and he was being a little that guy. Yeah. And I don't know if he's grown out of that or not, but I have a feeling no.
Probably not. Some people, that's what they need to do. But yeah, Douche was probably my crowning achievement of the day.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sorry that this isn't as good in my eyes as that.
We've just started.
Nah. It's not going
to
be.
Wait, you know what? Give the listener something to hope for. If this is as good as it gets, they're all going.
Well, unless Joe's bringing something to the table tonight that he's not usually bringing, no.
Well, whatever he's bringing it in 20 minutes, according to Joe's girl. Hi, Joe's girl.
I'm not. We're going to stop. I'm not doing.
We might have. We might have to jump into the next section.
Yeah.
If he hits traffic, he hits traffic. You know.
Yeah. I mean, 20 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
yeah. We're gonna have to.
This is our latest update.
Yeah, dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to keep your clock.
What? Okay.
You'll have to keep clock because I don't know how much longer I can do this.
I'll figure.
Feigning interest in our lives.
Wait, but that's what you do every time we talk.
I know, but this seems a particularly ponderous tonight because neither one of us has really done that anything that interesting.
No, you know, I mean, I did go to Oh, God, now I'm completely blanking on it.
It's like dementia is, like, contagious.
I know.
That's like my, I don't know which I fear more, Lou Gehrig's disease or dementia. I fear them both.
I think dementia, because I do want to know at least who's telling me to shut up.
No, but Lou Gehrig's disease, they can be telling you to shut up, and you can't even lift a hand to smack them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Those are my two biggest fears. I don't fear cancer like that.
Right.
I don't feel somebody, a fear of somebody accusing me of, like, being sexually inappropriate like that.
Because you know darn well you've been.
Yeah, but...
Today.
But it's fine. Nobody can fire me.
No, that's true.
I've been pretty fortunate with this. Like, I'm not even sweating anything.
No, I know.
Not sweating anything at all. I think that's because I'm a hermit.
But
it helps.
But I can't even imagine. I really can't.
Nobody can imagine that like their buddy's a perv.
No.
But yet they are.
Yeah, I know. I found that out in a big way. When one of my friends, he got caught up in that sting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was that? One of your theater friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all those people are weird and twisted liberals.
But he got, you know, he was going.
Nyack Wood trying to tell us how to live our lives.
No, we won't have that.
Those people of Nyack looking down at us, telling us how to live. And then look what happens.
Look at that.
Nyack got what it had coming.
So there.
Flashback with a twist.
Yeah, I mean, that was really shocking for me. I didn't think he was the pillar of civilization. You know, I didn't think he was a choir boy at all, but I didn't think he was going for choir boys. I was really, really,
yeah, they're
really
adorable.
Really disappointed.
They're adorable.
Really disappointed. I mean, I think that he was going to meet a 15-year-old, which is just, you're a grown man. That's off limits. What are you
doing?
Unless
you're Kevin Spacey.
Ugh, that's another one. That's, you know, I don't know if he was going for underage boys. I mean, some of the people that came out against him said that he was. But I heard rumors years ago on Gawker that, you know, really young guys. And I saw a picture of him.
Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Or your friend?
Sorry? Oh, no, Kevin Spacey. I saw pictures of him, like, hanging out with these guys that are much younger than him. And I was just like, oh, nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like that big age difference and power difference. Ugh.
Like, I always thought, like, I'd want, like, younger women around.
Yeah.
But now, as I'm evolving and getting older, I just feel like I'd be annoyed, which is really disconcerting.
Well, I think that's what some of the older rich guys find out, is that they go for the beautiful and they get the vapid. And it's like,
that's the problem. My stupid brain will not embrace vapid. I fucking hate my brain. My cock hates my brain for that.
I know. I feel sorry for you, actually.
Because there's something to be said for vapid. I've said it time and time again.
Well, vapid and, like, really ripe is a good combination for some people.
It is.
But if you can't dismiss it, if you can't just go, ugh, like, I
need to do better at being more dismissive.
Exercise is so good for you because it gives you endorphins. I didn't make that up. It's from a movie. But that, you just have to slap across the room.
Shut up! With my cock.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm giving you ideas.
Yeah.
I can see the look on your face.
I would have the fight between both heads.
Yeah.
I'm afraid the one on my shoulders would win, and I hate myself for that.
I know. The one on your
doesn't
shoulders.
Doesn't make me a good person.
The other head is saying, who cares what she's saying? Just baseball scores. Don't even think about it. Just go for it. Look at that. Look at those melons, man. What are you doing?
And the one on your shoulders. Locker room talk.
The one on your shoulders is going, oh, she's just so goddamn stupid. I can't stand what she's talking about. She's talking about nothing. Oh, God, she's talking about her nails again. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah, that head would win.
Yeah.
Fucking
I know it would.
I hate myself.
No, actually, that's one of your more admirable qualities.
Well, that's really saying something about how few qualities I have.
I'm sorry, but you're a grown-up, and I like that about you.
Wow. If I'm a grown-up in your life, we have issues.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. But yeah, it's very disappointing. Yeah. But there is something to be said for being young and having nice skin and smelling good.
Well, you know, those are good things.
They are
good
things.
They're very nice things.
Because you know what?
But not too young.
No, not under 18.
Yeah. Ew.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Unless I'm in Alabama.
No.
Then it's okay.
Stop. 16, not everything's allowed there.
16 in Alabama.
Six? What?
That's the age of consent.
You know.
You know what? I'd be hard-pressed to find too many 16-year-olds that I could put up with for the 5 minutes it would take.
Yeah. Yeah. Not really. But because 16-year-olds are meant to be with other 16-year-olds. Not with grown people.
Yeah.
That's yucky.
Because but then
the
again,
maturity level is so different.
Then again, you know what people are each kind of annoying too. And they kind of have their own hang-ups.
Oh, God, yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, I'm going to have to think about this. I'm going to have to think about this.
You don't have to think about this. This is not currently a... something on the menu for you.
No, but it's always good to know. It's always good. Yeah, you always have to have a backup plan. Always got to know.
You just want to know what your options are or aren't.
Well, options are good options. Yes, options are good options. Beautiful radio.
Options are Mr. good options. Articulate making his way into the room.
Great for radio and stock trading.
Options are options.
No, options are good options. Which actually kind of makes sense in a Yogi Berra sort of way.
But it definitely Yogi Berra.
Yeah. But not for me.
No.
But, yeah, no, it's good to know. I don't know. Like 16's too young. 16's too young. 23.
But you're kind of saying, well, and that is okay if you have somebody that's not like, you know, that.
Yeah, but maybe. And really hot. I mean, yeah.
Well.
Because you know what? How much more conversation do I have to have?
That's all
really?
You do for a living.
I've said a lot on my time on this earth. I'm doing it right now. How much more talking? I've talked enough.
Well, okay, look. How about we have the... we look at it from the Coming to America. I think that was the movie with Arsenio Hall and
Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Murphy asks Arsenio Hall... You would rather share your bed with a beautiful fool? You'd be okay with that?
Share a bed, sure.
Would you share your life and your fortune with a beautiful fool?
You know what? I'm pretty good at sharing anything. I can be like a little potato bug.
No,
I think I could be good at coexisting.
I think I'd
be an excellent coexister.
Think about the different things that you have to like discuss and plan and work through with
Do
your
I?
Life. Don't you?
Do I? Nah.
You're making it sound like she runs the whole show, and you're like, let me just stay away in this little corner.
A lot of ways.
Leave me alone. I've rolled into my potato bug position. You know what that means. That means back off.
Yeah, I pick my battles. I don't give a shit about much.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not saying you have to argue, but I'm saying, like, when you talk about, okay, well, how we're going to deal with financial matters, or how we're going to do planning for our daughter, or here, this.
But this is a new person.
Oh, yeah, I know, but those things are going to go away. Reality still creeps into your little love nest.
I could be done talking.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think
like,
so.
This could just be 3 hours of silence. Followed by with music breaks.
Kill me! I'm alone with a madman.
Think
who
how
won't
much better
speak.
This show would be if I would stop.
What?
No, we've tried that before.
Yeah,
you and Joe left your own devices is even worse than this. That's
lawnmower talk with Joe and Pip.
Yeah, that's ponderous too.
It's just the one time you walked away and we were like,
We have
just
nothing to say to each other. we have two microphones and each other, and nothing comes to mind.
It was weird. It was the first thing that we wanted to talk about. And it was like, and you're like, oh, God, I leave for 1 second. You two are talking about landscaping.
And by defense, I came back down again because we were having tech issues. And I came back down again. And you guys were talking about yogurt. Yes, you guys were talking about yogurt. So really, I hope you fuckers appreciate me. Because even when I'm not talking about anything, I'm talking about a lot more than these two would be.
We do.
Yeah, you guys suck if you guys don't have a roadmap.
I know.
You really do. Like, if you guys are given a roadmap, you guys are fine.
Yeah.
But, like, to do, like, this type of thing?
Yeah.
You and Joe should not be left to your own devices.
Well, we haven't been for very long. We haven't been able to develop that kind of rapport. Air.
Well, yeah, but you guys talk off air. Just do that, but with a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, no, because we're talking about, like, real life stuff that we can't talk about on air.
I talk about real life stuff.
I know, but there's certain things that we leave for off air, believe it or not.
Well, you got to bring it on air.
Well, some things we can't, and that's what we end up talking about off air.
Well, yes, but that type of rapport, you bring that on air.
Oh, yeah. No, we do have a rapport. It's just we don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You need a moderator.
I know.
You need a moderator.
But Joe and I can talk on the air. We can.
Yes.
It's happened.
But without a topic, no. Yes, when there's a topic, yes, you most certainly can.
Yeah, but that's just like a weird thing that you can do and you and I can do and you could do with Joe, but for some reason Joe and I have not had a lot of experience sitting on air talking to each other alone.
It's just like talking, but except the little computer sends all the stuff out. It's the same fucking shit. This right now should be off air, but we're doing it on air. You see? And I'm still making it entertaining. You see how that works?
I do see how that works.
I don't know if you do. I don't know if you do. This is why I must continue to talk despite my urges to stop talking.
I know. See? I'm sorry. I'm keeping you in the community. I'm keeping you involved with humanity.
And you should apologize to humanity for that.
They're very sick of me doing this, but I keep pulling you back in.
Yes. You could all be shunned.
You must interact with humans. You must do it. Do it now.
Yeah. I hope you people are happy with what she's doing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to each and every one of you. Yeah,
you fucked it up.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Just don't talk about yogurt and lawnmowers.
Okay.
Well, his default used to be keyboard tech talk, which is nobody gives a shit.
They don't get that. No. I know.
There's no way to make keyboard tech talk interesting unless you're into keyboards.
Well, I get that.
I mean, and you're a music fan, and God bless you, you try.
Well, you know what? I don't understand all of the technological
parts. It's his fault for thinking anybody would give a shit.
understand.
You know, it's like if I were to go on the air on this show and just go, hey, I was going through a 1997 set of Topps baseball cards, and you'll never guess what I discovered. Really? Did you? Kill yourself. Nobody gives a shit. Ugh. You have to know. You have to bring some type of commonality to the air, to the listener, unless you're doing such a particular type of specific show.
Like a really niche show, you know.
Which six people will beat off to because it's just so right in their zone.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I read Keith Richards' book. And, yeah, there was some nitty-gritty, and there were some moments in there. He didn't really talk about the stuff that I read in other books that really makes him look horrible. He talked about his life and his biography and his thoughts, and it was interesting to get that insight from him. But he spent an inordinate amount of time talking about different guitar tunings for different songs. And I get that musicians were probably drooling all over the
place.
Shouldn't
that be something in Guitar Magazine?
Yes. Yes. I was reading chapters and I'm like, well, I use this kind of, and I am glazing over because I don't know what
but
these
tunings
mean.
But there are some people that love that.
Oh, I'm sure that that was just like the beat-off section
but
for the Guitar
chance,
Magazine crowd.
There's a chance that Keith Richards fans are really into guitars and into that.
Yes.
There is absolutely
yes.
no chance our audience gives a shit about yogurt or technical stuff about keyboards.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Everybody eats yogurt.
Nobody
I'm sure that some of them care.
Yeah, they're very cultured, too, but nobody gives a shit.
Oh, I see what you did
I made a yogurt
there.
Joke.
That was really bad. Get in the barrel.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you. I just took it from the bottom and I scooped it up. I'm sorry.
That was yeah. bad.
See, nobody wants yogurt jokes.
No.
They leave you with a sour taste in your mouth.
Oh, God, I can't believe he's dead. What
was that, like three yogurt jokes?
That was three yogurt
By the way, more yogurt jokes in that 30 seconds than you guys had in the 10 minutes I left you to you guys talking about yogurt, by the way.
Did you listen to what we were talking about? It was probably fantastic.
It was not. It most certainly was not, but I was having tech issues back then, and that was when I used to have to phone people for tech issues.
Yes.
Now it's just like, it's fucking broken, and there's nothing we can do.
So you're saying that our yogurt talk was kind of like the bland, organic stuff. It wasn't the ones with the little packages of crunchies that you add in.
No.
Like little Oreo bits.
No, so. There was no Oreo bits in it. No. It was bland, organic, vegan, awful. Yes, it stunk, which I said was followed by, like, even your gardening stuff. It's hard to make that interesting. We do.
I know.
We do. Fortunately, you fall a lot, so that helps. So you know what we want.
I have the random injury to discuss.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you have to add certain elements to it. Like, if I just talked about, like, softball, and I didn't talk about, like, well, how we almost got in a fight or how I injured myself.
Yes.
Nobody gives a shit.
No,
nobody
yeah.
gives a shit. Well, I went for two. I went 2 for 3, and we won a 3-2 softball game. Let's talk about that for 15 minutes.
Oh my God,
it would be awful.
Oh, it's like that's the patter around like the dinner table.
No, nobody wants to hear that either. At the dinner table, there's nobody in your life except for your softball team,
right?
That gives a shit about that.
That's pretty true.
Unless you're doing a softball podcast or you're doing a horticulture podcast,
right?
Nobody gives a shit.
What the hell do we have to talk about that anybody gives a shit about then?
I don't think that anybody's still listening.
We're alone here.
James is actually very good. You remember James?
Yeah.
James, he used to have a half-hour show on radio about bees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit about bees. But James is so engaging, I would actually listen to his bee show. Because he's so good on the radio.
A half an hour about bees every week?
And gardening, yeah. And like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but there
and
we're are complete, people that can do that.
Complete with awful, like, bee puns.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm sure the average listener likes, but me, I'm like, really? You know, like, I felt like I had to drive over the station, stick my head in the booth, and go, really? And then drive away.
Why? Because he only brought his bee material.
Yes. Very good. But we'd be like, behave.
Oh.
Like, it gave me hives listening to it. Oh.
Oh, God, that show be damned.
All right. That was more of a beaver joke in my estimation.
Be damned.
No, I got it.
Okay, beaver
I would categorize that joke as more of a beaver joke than a
well,
beaver
we're
joke.
Not going to go into beaver humor right
I
now.
I love beaver humor. Right? That's something everybody likes.
Everybody does.
But, yeah, so you got, this is not easy.
No.
But you and Joe make it look harder. But, again, given topics, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Given direction, very good.
Thank you. Well, so we're kind of like horses. We need reins.
And blinders.
And bits.
Yes.
Saddles.
You need to be ridden around the track to get the desired result. And if you fail, we shoot you and make you into glue.
Oh, my God. Just give me a crushed up piece of apple. I'll work.
You earned crushed up apple.
Yeah.
Crap apple.
Oh, no.
Like Mrs. Krabappel from The Simpsons. Crap
Oh, good. The poison is starting to work. He's lost. He lost the ability to use his mouth.
Soon, yoga talk.
Yes. You like this one. Yes. Okay, open up. Here comes the airplane.
See, people don't realize how much I bring to the show by not letting you and Joe do your show.
Oh, yeah, that would not. No.
No.
That would not be good. Joe's girl would listen. We'd have one listener.
I don't know if she would.
You don't think?
She's big fans of you and Joe. Not so much of me. She's big fans of you and Joe.
So she'd listen.
I don't think she'd like the radio.
Why?
Because I don't think even Joe's girl wants to hear about Joe mowing the lawn.
Well, he doesn't mow lawn anymore, so now we got nothing to talk about but yogurt.
Nothing but yogurt. I think even Joe's girl would be like, there's got to be something here, a little substance.
Well, you know, we would be able to come up with some substance.
I don't know.
That's what we have you for.
A lot of the stuff you can't talk about on the air. All the substance and stuff that you and Joe would want to talk about, you can't talk about on the air.
Yeah, there's some of that.
Yeah.
There's not, like, not our entire lives, obviously. I'm talking about a lot of stuff here, but
no,
there's certain
bits. You're very good at you're very good at sharing with the audience. For some reason, you were sharing about yogurt. I need to steer you. I need to steer your stories.
Yes.
Because otherwise, and this is going to sound sexist, but in lieu of everything that's going on in the world, fucking deal with it.
Wow. This is your platform.
Yes.
Great, Senator.
I've said it before. Well, look at my cock. Anyway, I said it before. Well, women, a lot of times with stories, they ramble.
Yes.
They are more verbose.
Yes. And I've spoken to other women about that, and they're like, but we like the detail. We like the backstory.
No.
We like the nuance.
I know. Nobody likes that much nuance.
No, women do.
No. Well, my mother talks like that.
I know. That's why it bothers you.
It most certainly does.
Get on the couch.
I don't. Pull down your pants. Sorry.
Don't listen, honey.
I don't have that type of time. And I assume our listeners don't have that type of time.
They have all kinds of time. They're sitting in a car. They're sitting at the computer.
I understand. But you can't just give detail. Nuance. Detail. Nuance.
Payoff.
There's got to be punchlines in between.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something interesting. Like I don't need to know like why it took you 5 minutes and you take the full 5 minutes to dig up that dandelion. We can get to that in 30 seconds. Like we can get to the struggle in 30 seconds. And then from the struggle, we can expand.
I think I'm going to start speaking like this. Dig, pull, out, bad.
I can work with that.
Ugh.
No, but people have to rein in. I have gotten better because of this show.
Yes, I think I have too.
You definitely have. Because I used to not be able to tell stories. I think now I can kind of tell a story to kind of keep it interesting, move it along, explain what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't always that way.
No, but it's not an absolute given that people can do that. Not at all.
No, and we've shown that. Wow. I'll tell you what, Joe better get his fucking ass here, because I don't really know how much longer I want to continue this conversation.
Okay, bye, folks. It's been great.
I'm trying to be courteous to Joe.
To include him in the,
like the syndication portion of the show?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when he sits down, I don't give a shit what happened to him the past week. He gets no time to talk.
Sorry. No life for you.
No, he gets none.
No.
It could have been the most entertaining story, but, you know, when you're this late, you don't get that.
Sorry. Yes. I understand that.
Remember when he used to show up close to on time?
I don't know what shifted at work, but I get the feeling that the day program, they said, no more leaving
but
early.
But even when he leaves, like, early for him.
Well, it's early for him as far as his work hours, but it's prime commuting time, and he's coming from this ridiculous
distance. But the radio station was actually further down the road than where we are now.
Yeah.
And he would get there on time for that.
I don't know exactly what time he was leaving then, but something shifted. Yeah. And as it does at the day program, sometimes your responsibilities, like, you just, there are some days where I cannot leave the day program until I am done with certain things, and I've cut it pretty close sometimes because I cannot leave until things are done.
I understand. And you always get here on time.
Yeah, well, you know, I get a little
when you show up. When you show up, you
hey,
show up
hey,
on time.
I've been here.
You're doing all right now.
Yeah,
you're doing good.
Yeah,
you know, hopefully we can get through the rest of the year without you missing any days.
Yeah, it's a short period. I think I can.
Slow your roll.
Wait a minute. How many days do we have left?
Not a lot.
No, I know.
Because we're going to take a couple. Well, no, we're taking 1 week off in this year and 1 week off in the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
That'll be the annual 2 week Davin left for the Bahamas.
Yeah. So we're good. The last week?
In December,
and then the first
week
in January.
Yeah, because I'm flying out on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
So,
do you usually do anything on Christmas Day?
I go around town and I rip up the manger scenes.
Awesome.
That's what I do. Do I do anything? No. No.
I mean, because, you know, sometimes
you know what? I like Christmas Day because nobody calls.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like I'm like
it's quiet as hell.
Like I like that. See? Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. No, I don't really like the phone.
It's amazing that I have to do this for a living, and yet I have no desire to talk.
I know. It's really weird. I mean, I'm very talkative, but I don't enjoy talking on the phone for some reason.
I've always spoken to you, though.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, but the thing is that we get on the phone, and it's like we're kind of, like, we'll digress a little bit, but it's pretty much down to business when we're talking,
for the most
you
part.
Know?
For the most part.
Yeah.
Because we know we got to save the good stuff for you fuckers.
We're not allowed to have private conversations anymore.
It's been like that for years.
Yeah, I know. We just save them for when we're here. Yeah. Literally, we'll stop talking about something when I come in because it's like, nah, we're talking about that
tonight.
Save
it for the show.
I know. It's like, I want to say, oh, you know, this awesome thing happened. Nope. Can't. If I ever do happen to have an awesome thing, I have to wait.
Once in a while, we can count on you to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you know, or there's something to do with the ass.
Yeah.
Because
you do.
Ass always brings ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Even mine.
Especially yours. Your ass has given so much to the art.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. I'm rather proud.
I think...
we're going to take a little break?
I kind of think we should.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and do the TRN stories.
Yeah, I mean, because we've... You know, I don't know where Joe's going to be, and, you know, I don't want to be here all night.
Yeah.
Because I live here.
I know.
And Joe's going to come in all fucking tired and cranky and shit.
And you do want us to eventually leave, so we don't want to be here all night.
I don't give a shit. I mean, I got to edit. But I mean, sometimes, yeah, I mean, I don't care. I'm up much later editing.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's, on the break, new music from Days Indoors with Shade.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah Thomas with the doo-doo song.
Uh-oh. I'm a little afraid, but let's keep an eye.
I actually listened to a little bit of it. It's a country duet song.
Oh,
I kind of thought like it was going to be a gag about doo-doo.
Like poop emoji song.
I had a little bit of hope.
You hoped.
But it's not. It's a lovely song.
Okay.
It's just you don't judge a song by its title.
Yes, that's for sure.
It's certainly nothing to shit on. And of course you can learn more about Days Indoors and Mariah Thomas at deucemusic.com. So we're going to play that, and we're going to be back with Vulgarity in Public, and that's that.